Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Tony Dolezel as my special expert guest. Tony Dolezel is president of Sila Athletic Company and a former Czechoslovakian national champion in Olympic weightlifting. As an educator, master teacher, and coach, Tony helps athletes become stronger and more explosive. He also helps people with back pain. Instead of surgery, Tony recommends a highly effective low back rehab exercise program that includes his own unique invention. In 1976, Tony suffered a lower back injury, which inspired him to create a revolutionary back strengthening exercise called the reverse hyperextension. His double hyper bench, built in 1979, is the first known apparatus ever built specifically for doing this exercise. As a result of continued research and product development, Tony designed and built Backmaster 1 and Backmaster 2 in 1999. Tony has two videos called Complete Low Back Care and the Evolution of the Leg Raise Hyperextension. Good morning, Tony, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Tony, you and I have known each other for many years. I met you at Spartacus Gym, and I know you've got this sort of hardcore discipline background in Olympic lifting, but can you tell us about your experience in Czechoslovakia? I think you were born there, and how you grew up, and then what led you to Olympic lifting?
Well, you know, my sport career started actually, just to fill you in, at age 5, my mother was diagnosed with cancer. At 7, she passed away, and during those years, actually from 5 till about 14, I was in the juvenile homes. Now, they bred sports into us those days. I played soccer, hockey, you know, and all the other sports. And eventually, when I get back from the last juvenile home back with my father to Prague, I enrolled in soccer and boxing. One day, a couple of my friends who just joined a weightlifting club, they brought it up to me and say, why don't you come with us for a workout? So I took them on. I came to the gym, and you know, we done some lifting overhead and all that stuff, and some other lifters who were in the competition noticed me, and they said, did you ever lift weights? I said, no, I never lift weights before. You know, one of the lifters mentioned, geez, you got a really good legs on you. So they test me what I can squat there, and they put a, you know, low weight and then a little bit higher and so on. And that day I squatted 100 kilos, 220 pounds. One of the coaches got really attention to this, put me right away on the scale, and he said, geez, I need a guy in 56 kilograms. Only I was about, at that time, I weighed, if I remember, about 57, 58 kilograms. So I was actually at that time doing three sports altogether. You know, I was still doing boxing, soccer, and weightlifting. Eventually, I dropped the other sports out, and I stayed with the Olympic lifting. That's how it all started.
That's a wonderful story. Now, we were having a conversation here recently with just some mainstream friends of ours, and they have no idea what Olympic lifting is. I said, what do you mean you don't know what Olympic lifting is? How about powerlifting? No, they had no idea what powerlifting was either. Well, what about bodybuilding? Oh, yeah, they've seen the pictures, but they really don't know the difference. So in a nutshell, what's the difference between Olympic lifting, powerlifting, and traditional bodybuilding?
Well, Olympic lifting is the, you know, sport of levers, right? You know, strong legs, strong back. What involves is not just the strength, but technique, speed, timing, coordination, and flexibility. You need a definitely coach for this. Without that, you're never going to proceed further, right? You see lots of people who try to do overhead, what we call Olympic lifting, which is you see in the Olympics. You definitely have to have a coach, and the younger you start, the better it is for you. Now, powerlifting is more of a simple sport. I can give you the broomstick and show you how to squat, how to bench press, how to do the deadlift, and in a short little while, you will be able to do that, right? Again, training is more complex, and I can talk about the training, what I call double rotation program, some other time. Like I say, if people want to get stronger, get into strength training, go through all this process, excellent sport also. Now, bodybuilding, we all know, you know, it is main goal for the bodybuilder is just to build the very muscular physique. Diet is very important there. And all the sports, actually, you got to employ lots of cardio. Weightlifting, powerlifting, it's all basically about the same, lots of speed, jumping and stuff like that, especially the off-season. Bodybuilding, a little bit long running, also jumping. that's going to make athletes way better to progress in their sports. So, you know, there is the difference. If you take somebody who, like lots of powerlifters who try to get to Olympic lifting, they don't make it really too much of a good lifters, because in Olympic lifting, you have to start very young. You know, like I say, it's not just the strength, but the technique, speed, timing, coordination, and flexibility. If you take, for example, snatch, you see it on TV, if you see somebody who's very technical, you know, the first timing of the floor is almost like a deadlift. As soon as you get past the knees, you employ your back, your shrugging arms get involved in proper timing, and as weight is flying overhead, proper timing, you falling under the weight to grabbing the weight, holding the weight for extensions, and then you just basically stand up, right? So it, you really definitely need a coach. So the difference between Olympic lifting and powerlifting and bodybuilding is a completely different sports, right?
Thanks very much for that. Now, how did you injure your back? Because that's going to lead us into your investigation of rehab and therapy. And how did this experience affect your life?
I started at age 14 doing Olympic lifting. 3 years, I had no problems with my back. Lots of young kids of my age at that time who started at the same coaching, we all developed the back problems, every single one of us. Now, you know, those days was press still around, and lots of pressing was lots of stressful on our back. Then, you know, the condition of which was done those days was done with the good mornings, you know, squatting, too heavy for the young guys. Today, I would never put anybody through such a what I call conditioning program. It's a wrong approach, and I paid a price. Over a period of years, you know, my back problem basically started when I was 17 years old. First, it was kind of innocent, you know, probably just muscle problems and so on, and then it escalated, herniated disc and so on, till eventually I developed a stress fracture on the lower back, and back completely broke, right? And, you know, that time I was, you know, so determined to overcome my problem. What I was doing is tap dancing around the exercises, try to create exercises because I want to work out. So I created exercises for myself where I could do those exercises which, you know, didn't put any stress on my back. I did them. If something put stress on my back, avoid it, right? So this is the way, you know, how I proceed, and that's how I came with my reverse hyperextension that time, 1976.
Now, lower back pain is everywhere in our society. We think about posture and driving cars, and nobody's walking, and
yes,
nobody's
yes,
training and working out. So what about athletes who are playing sport? Do they have a lot of back problems too?
Oh, geez, lots of people have it. You know, I was several years ago, I was in my old country, former Czechoslovakia. I was at lots of lifters. I used to lift against. They had a big party for me there. And I tell you, almost everyone had a back problems. You know, when they saw on a picture my machine, some of them say, "Well, I would need that machine, you know, to help me with my back." But you know, what it is, not just the exercise, the chain of exercises, including sleeping positions. It's, I don't know if you've seen my complete low back air video. It's all is captured there. So you know, I totally explain them what they have to do. Lots of people, they don't have a knowledge what to do. People, they chase the doctors, like I used to, therapists. You know, I went through all kind of problems with my back, and I picked up some of the good stuff and some of my exercises, for, like, you know, what I invented, reverse hyperextension. Those days I call a leg raise hyperextension and crunches and upside down stomach. I put a nice program together for people, right? Yeah, lots of lifters. And also athletes who are in contact sport like a football and hockey, they have a back problems, which is understandable. You get nailed by, you know, guys on the boards, and so there are the injuries in the sport quite a bit. Olympic lifting, powerlifting, and bodybuilding, yes, they are. There's lots of abuse, lots of overtraining. Some people, they don't condition properly. What they do is they neglect their lower back, and that's the reason why they end up with a bad back. You know, I had a back operation in 1980. When I rehabilitated, I tell you, I had no back problem, have no discomfort, and my back, even at this age, is still very strong. You know, I can give a demonstration to anybody, you know.
Yes, if there's one thing I know about you, Tony, is that you have an incredibly strong back. It's phenomenal.
Yes,
you have a great reputation. And in spite of all of this back trouble you've had, it's just an amazing story. So we neglect the lower back. We don't make the lower back a priority, and we don't train it right. So that's going to bring us now into the reverse hyperextension. So maybe you can explain exactly what that is.
You know, reverse hyperextension, I started doing in 1976 at Olympic Gym. That was the, those days, it was very primitive equipment. I don't know how old you are and if you ever was in the gyms. You know, that was the time that bench, which was at Olympic Gym, was for dips and Roman chair sit-ups. It was very primitive bench, pipes, no padding, nothing. And one day I tried to stretch my back. You know, my back was already pretty bad. And I climb up on it, and I start swaying my legs. And you know, then I lift one leg, another leg back up, and both legs. And that's eventually pumping up and down, and that's how it all started. Later on, I started using the, tying the plates around my ankles, using guys on my calves. Then I had my double hyper bench, which I put to Spartacus, which is there actually still today. And, you know, lots of guys used to do this exercise with me, and lots of guys benefit from it. It's an unbelievable exercise, and it's not just for rehabilitation, conditioning, and making the back stronger. It's absolutely must in the training for any athlete today.
Well, I'm 56. I was a member of Western Gym. You know Ray Beck, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I remember Ray Beck, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that was my first gym from high school. And then I kind of skipped Olympic because Dave and Dennis, as you know, were at Olympic and they were secretly building Spartacus. And I went to Spartacus from Western Gym. And then that's when I found out about the reverse hypers. It was from you because you and I used to train together. You used to give
that's
me
right.
a lot
yeah,
of
that's
tips.
Right, yeah.
About gripping the bar, just some really good functional training and coaching tips.
Exactly.
But I've never stopped using the reverse hyperextensions. When I go to a gym that doesn't have the kind of bench that you have it designed, I use a Scott curl bench or I use a slanted hyper bench and I sort of put my waist over top of it so I can dip
yes,
down.
Or
I even
yes.
use a medicine ball too.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You can do it, you know, Corey, you can do it almost on anything, you know, very well. You add it yourself. And say you travel, you go to some other city, and they don't have anything like that. You look around the gym, and you can do that exercise on, almost on anything. You can do it on high table if you want to do it. You know what I mean? It's a very simple exercise. And most people who are not even non-athletes, Corey, they should be doing this exercise. They can do it. You're just using your legs, basically, you know. For rehabilitation, conditioning, no weight, just using your legs. I have programs on my website. So simple, and you know about it, so I'm sure you're passing on lots of other people, which is, again, beneficial, you know. I like to help as many people as I can, right?
Absolutely. Any client, any friend, anyone I show, when we're training our back, I always include the reverse hypers. I think it's essential. You taught me that movement floods the back and spine with blood, removes the
yes.
waste products, it strengthens those multifidus, those lower deep muscles that
yes.
we sometimes neglect, and that's where a lot of the back problems come from, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You know, Corey, when I Olympic gym started doing this exercise, when I tried, I was using just my legs, and I was repping it to very high repetitions. People think 10 repetitions is high repetition. No, that's a low repetitions. I went to very, very high repetitions. My back got so pumped. Listen, my back was the time already broken. You know, when I was finished with those workouts, I felt like it's nothing wrong with my back. It was just felt so beautiful. Of course, it was misleading because if I would try to do deadlift or squat or anything like that, you know, on the back, I would have hurt my back. Because, you know, I mean, problem which I had, there was no exercise, there is no rehab regimen which would fix that back. But those days I tried everything until, you know, I seen many, many doctors, and then eventually in Mayo Clinic I had a lumbar fusion. But, you know, even if I wouldn't have gone for lumbar fusion, you could have lived with that fracture, but you wouldn't be able to compete. You wouldn't be able to do many exercises like a healthy guy. You wouldn't be able to squat. You wouldn't be able to cable rows, bend over rows. You wouldn't be able to do that. You would have to stick to them with exercises which I was doing when my back was broken. I want to work out, so I was trying this exercise, that exercise. So I was, you know, doing exercises which was for the same muscle group, but wasn't putting any stress on my lower back. So So you could take a choice. As a matter of fact, I have a training one guy who's got a bad back. I find out that he's got the same thing what I have. He had a lumbar spondylolisthesis. He's got a fracture in his lower back. Now, he also had an offer to have a surgery. He opted out. He didn't want it. It was already years ago. Now, what I'm doing with him is just, you know, I told him, two things what you can do. You can leave it as it is. If I would be you, I would get it fixed. I would go for another opinion and so on. And there's lots of good doctors who definitely would be able to do something for you. He's a little bit older guy. He is stealing away from this. So he's just basically, we make the back stronger, abdominal stronger, but still he is have to absolutely avoid any exercise which put a stress on all the back, otherwise he's going to hurt it. And he knows that very well. So this is his choice. You leave it like that, or you go for surgery. I said, if you go for surgery, I will help you to rehab. So, you know, you have all kind of injuries out there to the lower back, like you asked me earlier, among the athletes. Believe me, there's a lot. Unfortunately, lots of young guys today, they neglect their midsection. Corey, you know that very well. You are an athlete yourself. It's a foundation. It's like if you want to build a house, you're going to build that foundation and still pound the house on top of it. I'll give you another good example. How many people, you know yourself, you train people yourself. How many people come to the gym, they don't warm up. They go right for the, in a little while, they already under the weights, they have their friend lifting weights of them, doing some heavy weights, straining under it. There's no conditioning whatsoever. This is the big mistake. And, you know, you don't see the people in the, who do that, say, track and field in any sport, but look at track and field. They come on the track, they warming up. They stretch, they warm up. If you don't do that, if you get into the blocks and take off, you're probably going to get a chalice in your calf or in your thigh. And at the same time, you will not be able to produce your best run because you're cold. You have to warm up. So this is what lots of young guys are missing on. Everybody want to have a big and strong, but they're missing the most fundamental part, warming up and condition. And then, of course, there is the overuse, overtraining, right? You know about that very well. Myself, I overtrain many times, all days, many times, because we all want to get better, right? You know, you start adding the set, start adding the exercise. Now you add extra day. At the end of the day, first it seems like it's going, and then you look at it, you start hitting the wall. And you wonder what's going on. Well, you know, look at what's going on. You are going in overdrive.
Now, how often should we train our lower back?
If people have a bad back, or I don't know what kind of, who it is, if you're starting, I put them on the same program. I avoid the exercises which put a stress on lower back. What I do, I put them on the selected exercises. Reverse hyperextensions is definitely first. What I do, I check their strength level on that. Empty, just using the legs, I see how they're wrapping it up. You'd be surprised, Corey, how many guys, they already claim to be powerlifters. And I have a guys who do 15 repetitions and they shake at 14, 15 repetition on it. Extremely weak lower back. And you know, a guy like that is squatting and deadlifting. You know, you ask him for trouble. 100%, no question about it. So what it is, I back him off from those type of exercises. You do leg press, leg extensions, empty squats. And you're doing the reverse hyperextensions, abdominal crunches on the floor. Look at how many guys, Corey, you know that very well. How many guys, they can even three sit-ups. They're only lifting weights over their head, you know. So the core, which is lower back and stomach, have to be very well conditioned before you start proceed to some strength training, if it's Olympic lifting, powerlifting, or even bodybuilding, or even just somebody who just want to keep fit. This is the primary foundation, your midsection. You're going to work on it, you know, and this is what I do. And eventually, if you ask me how often, I say 3 times a week rehabilitation, conditioning, same thing. You start increasing repetitions to very, very high repetitions, and eventually, when you get to the very high repetition, then you start introducing some resistance there.
Well, it sounds incredible. I'm certainly interested. Tony, what is your website?
The website is silaathletic.com, www.silaathletic.com.
Okay, so that's S-I-L-A, athletic.com. When we get to that website, what are we going to find there, Tony?
You find out customers, my stories, you find out some exercises like for stomach, lower back, some white clients. Don't look at just the videos, read the articles. The articles are very well written, and they give you quite a bit of the information. Lots of people just look at videos, read the articles. And if anybody has any questions, my telephone number is 604-617-5735.
And what is your video called, Tony?
Complete Low Back Care. The evolution of leg rise hyperextension is just how I invented, how I broke my back. It's just the story, how it all evolved, right? That video is also on my website, but the ones which I have for sale, it is Complete Low Back Care with Tony Dolezal. It's one hour long movie. It's very well done. There's also a bonus section, some of the stories on the back, so people can, you know, click on it and listen to it. And if somebody in future just want to look, say, maybe sleeping positions or decompression, they just go on the menu, click on it, so they don't have to watch all 1 hour movie every time they want to get some information from there, right? It's very
right.
Well done.
Video. Yes, no, I know your videos are very well done. You gave me a copy of each, and I want to just extend an invitation to everyone listening right now. Get to the website, Sila Athletic, and order Tony's DVD, because if you're a teacher, a trainer, a coach, if you are an athlete, you need to learn how to look after your lower back. I learned from the master, from Tony himself, and I have no lower back problems at all. And I do lots of reps on those hypers, man, and I love it. And I think about you all the time when I'm doing it, Tony.
Yes, I know. What's very important, always deal with your physician. You know, there's lots of people who want to ride to the gym and just want to do something here. Check with your physician. This is what I say. Maybe you have a bad back, but what if there are some other problems which you shouldn't be doing? Maybe hanging upside down or whatever. Maybe there are some other medical problems, medical conditions. So first stop is always good to stop with your doctor. They will check you over. They will see that everything's fine and then give you the green light. You know, in my old country, Corey, when I was a kid growing up, you know what we used to have under that communist system? We had to have, when we was doing in competitions, you know, all our kids, we had to have a medical examination every year. When you was doing boxing, you had to have it every 6 months. When you was doing any other sports, once a year. Without that, that's a registration booklet with your picture, your address, your club you're lifting for or doing a sport for. And there is the medical examination. Without it, now there is a competition. What happens is you have to produce this booklet to the referees, to the judges. Without it, you don't have it, you are not competing. Today, everything is here is very different now. It's just too bad, you know, because that's the reason lots of people, they have maybe some deficiencies with their heart and they get heart attack on the court or whatever. If they would be checked out properly, you know, it could be avoided lots of potential deaths and problems like that. So this goes with everything. Training with the weights or any other sports, check with your doctor. You know, you cannot go wrong. First stop, check with your doctor. You want to rehabilitate your back? What if something else is wrong? You have some underlying problem. You know, you agree with me because, you know, you've been in the sport for so many years. Lots of people, they want to do something and they don't know what the hell they're doing. You know, get yourself checked out. Maybe you got something else wrong with you, you know? So it's always important. First stop is the doctor.
Tony Dolezal has been my special expert guest on this month's edition of SNU. Tony is president of Sila Athletic Company, a former national champion in Olympic weightlifting. He's a great educator, a master teacher, and he's really devoted to the pursuit of truth and knowledge and sharing it freely, as we all should and ultimately admire in him. Tony, we thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you, Corey, for having me. And if you need anything, if you got anybody who wants to get some tips, who's seen my video, and they can phone me, and there's no charge. I will take them to the gym on my time, of course, because I'm very busy throughout the week, and I can help them out.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you so much.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Present his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with sports nutrition update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see ya changing heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.